Well, wasn't it interesting viewing and interesting listening when the Greens senator, Senator McKim, Nick McKim, warned Brad Banducci, the current CEO of Woolies, he is at the moment until he leaves, threatened him with a six-month jail sentence and a $5,000 fine for contempt for failing to answer questions at that very heated Senate inquiry into supermarket pricing. The Green Senator is on the line right now. Senator Nick McKim, good to talk to you again. Welcome back to Triple M.
Oh, thanks, Luke. Thanks for having me on.
It was interesting viewing, and it was a great cage fight, but did you get a result in the end? Because I believe my listeners are mainly concerned with these things. Fairer prices at the checkout at our big supermarkets, and they're concerned about farmers getting a fair price for their produce. Would you agree?
Oh, I totally agree, Luke. And, you know, I know there was a fair bit of colour and movement and a bit of spice in the hearing yesterday, but at the end of the day, this is not about me and it's not about Brad Banducci. This is about trying to get decent food and grocery prices in Australia, and it's about trying to make sure that our farmers and primary producers and suppliers to the supermarket duopoly are getting a fair deal. And at the moment, neither of those things are happening.
I know. When we shop at our big shopping centres, because it's easy to go to a big Coles or a Woolies because you can get everything you want there. And we are concerned that our farmers are getting a raw deal, that they feel they have no choice but to sell at the Coles and Woolies price for their produce. And there's another thing, that farmers, a lot of their produce is rejected because it's not the right colour, or the cucumber's not straight enough, or maybe the oranges are too big. And there's a lot of concern out there with my audience about massive waste.
Look, well, firstly, on the waste issue, we've heard a lot of evidence about massive amounts of particularly vegetables getting ploughed back in because they're just, you know, the wrong size or the wrong shape, or they've got a tiny little blemish on them and the supermarkets just reject them. And we've also heard a lot of evidence about farmers being afraid to take on Coles and Woolworths because they're afraid of retribution, and they're afraid of their contracts being, wound back, or their price being wound back if they raise their head up above the parapet and complain about the treatment they're getting. And at the end of the day, whether it's price gouging at the checkout or whether it's the way our farmers are being done over, this is all about the market power and the market dominance of Coles and Woolworths. And they're just, you know, the big kids on the block, and it's very, very hard to take them on and get a fair deal out of them.
So, I mean, how can you make the two big supermarkets give the farmers a fair deal? Because you and I, we don't know what they're offering the farmers. The farmer, let's say, for example, Senator, a farmer says, I'm selling my potatoes at $4 a kilo. And the agents, the buying agents representing the two big ones, say, no. We've already got farmers that are selling them to us for $2.50 a kilo. You either join that queue, or I'm sorry, it's back to the farm with your spuds. How does that farmer actually know that other farmers have signed up to this deal?
Well, that's exactly an issue that's been raised with the inquiry that the Greens set up, and it's something that we have to get on top of now. I think it's very likely that the committee that I'm chairing, that's conducting the inquiry, is going to recommend that the code of practice be made mandatory. At the moment, it's just voluntary, and it's really not worth the paper it's printed on. But if it's made mandatory, this is the code that covers the way that the supermarkets treat and engage with their suppliers, including farmers. If that's made mandatory and there are significant financial penalties for breaches, that'll go some way towards addressing that issue. But we also need a complaints process where farmers can feel confident in making a complaint against Coles and Woolworths, and they're not going to face that kind of retribution I talked about earlier.
Yeah, and what about fair competition? Because we don't live in communist China. I don't think anyone wants to see governments telling businesses how big they can be and where they can and can't trade. However, somebody was saying, oh, it's similar to Bunnings. Bunnings is really big. Bunnings saw a lot of small ma and pa hardware stores go to the wall. There should have been some sort of code of conduct with Bunnings. But the fact of the matter is, you don't eat a hammer. and we need food to survive. So let's just say you've got a big regional hub, and there are two Woolies with their liquor stores as well. Are the Greens suggesting that if they don't play fair, they would be forced to shut one down and offer it for sale to a competitor?
Well, what we're suggesting, so basically at the moment we've got a situation where Coles and Woolworths together enjoy about a two-thirds share of the national supermarket sector. And that is a very, very large share. It's effectively a duopoly. Now, monopolies or duopolies are never good for consumers. You need significant competition in a sector to keep prices down. Now, around the world in so-called free market economies, an essential part of the toolkit is what's called divestiture powers. And that's the power where a company misuses its market's power. The regulator, in the case of Australia, the ACCC, could go to the courts and apply for an order. Now, that order might be something like divesting the liquor business away from the supermarket, or it might be saying that you've got too many stores in too small an area, so you've got to put one of them up for sale. Now, the idea of this is to inject more competition into the sector, which under standard economic theory will inevitably result in lower prices for consumers, and that's what we want to see.
Now, the term price gouging has been around for a long, long time, and it's very, very hard to prove. Are you sure that we're not being ripped off? Do you believe that the two big ones are not price gouging?
No, I can't give the assurance that they're not price gouging. I mean, they're making $1 billion plus profits every year, both Coles and Woolworths. Their CEOs are on multi-million dollar remuneration packages. I mean, Mr. Banducci yesterday confirmed he made over $8 million in salary and bonuses last year. And the thing is, every single dollar of those salaries and those bonuses and those profits coming out of the pocket of Australian shoppers at the end of the day. So I can't give any kind of guarantee that they're not price gouging. And what we need in this country is politicians prepared to stand up and take on the big corporates and hold them to account. And the Greens are absolutely here for that.
Senator Nick McKim is with us. Senator, can you and your fellow Greens possibly look into price gouging within the petrol industry as well? Because that's hurting so many Australians. And I and my listeners, we don't understand how one service station, and there's no need to name a brand, but a large branded service station can be selling unleaded at $1.20 in the morning, that afternoon selling the same petrol that's under the ground at $2. How do you justify that?
Well, Luke, this has been an issue for as long as I can remember, and certainly, you know, as long as I've been driving, which is more decades than I care to remember, actually. But that's an extremely valid question. And when you put together petrol prices and other transport prices, rents going through the roof, interest rates going up, which obviously impacts on people's mortgage repayments, you've got school levies, you've got power bills. I mean, there is a cost of living crisis in this country at the moment. And, you know, we've been putting pressure on the supermarkets, and I think rightly so. And there's a very strong argument, as you say, for more pressure to be applied right across the economy to bring genuine cost of living relief to the millions of Australians who are doing it really tough at the moment.
They really are. And it's causing havoc with mental health, I think.
Oh, no doubt about it. There's a lot of people really struggling, and being under that kind of financial pressure is a real grind. I mean, I've lived it.
It breaks up marriages, Senator.
It breaks up marriages, and it destroys lives, and it impacts on physical and mental health, as you say. So, you know, this is a really, really serious issue, and it's time that it was taken seriously.
All right, I really would like to talk to you. We've run out of time today. You've been more than generous with your time. And thank you, by the way, for not charging me with the contempt of decent radio over the years.
you're in no danger of me throwing you in the slammer, Luke, I can assure you.
But we do need to talk about the cost of living. I'd like to talk to you about your vision on how we try and push through this rental crisis and the housing crisis. And maybe we can come up with some ideas on how to encourage more young Australians to become apprentices. Maybe we can talk about that next week.
I'll be happy to talk about all those things.
And whatever else is on the agenda. Always good to talk to you, Senator. You're always generous with your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Luke. Really appreciate the opportunity to have a chat.
Senator Nick McKim here on The Night Shift around Australia on the Triple M Network.